This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America! Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, it's official. Betsy DeVos is now the Secretary of the Department of Education. Yeah, that's right. She won confirmation today. What was interesting about it was that Mike Pence cast the deciding vote, broke the tie. It was a 50-50 split, and you had Mike Pence. First time in history that a vice president has cast a deciding vote. For those of you that don't know the process that happens. If there is a tie, the vice president is able to vote in the Senate to break any tie. And so happened today. First time in history that that's ever happened for a cabinet position. Let me be clear. For a cabinet position, first time it's ever happened in history. Historic moment. Let me tell you, the left are freaking out about this one. If you noticed, they really kind of, they made a half-hearted attempt to try to stop her confirmation. They did this whole kabuki theater deal where they extended it for 24 hours. They went on the floor of the Senate to extend it for 24 hours, knowing that nothing was going to ever happen. This is all about raising money. It's all it is. It's all about it. Everybody knew that the vote was going to happen. Everybody knew that she was going to be confirmed. But they fought this tooth and nail. And why did they do that? I'll tell you why. Because to the left, education is one of the most important tools of indoctrination. You see, that's what it's all about here. It's about indoctrination. And so, if you give people choice for schools, you know, it always kills me how the left is always against school choice, but they're not, they tout themselves as pro-choice, right? Oh, a woman has the right to choose. But yet that choice doesn't extend to school choice. And why is that? Well, the reason why is pretty clear. It's because of the teachers' unions that don't have the interests of the students. Hell, they don't even have the interests of the teachers in mind here. What they're concerned about more than anything else, again, is money. It's money. It's fundraising. It's money. And it's also indoctrination and control. You know, to think that only people with money really have school choice. I mean, you would think that the left would be all for school choice, right? I mean, if they really cared about students, they'd be for school choice. But they're always against school choice. Why? Why? Because it's about, again, control and indoctrination. So say goodbye to Common Core. Say goodbye to, really, the Department of Education. This is going to be, I think this is going to be a big deal. The fact that you've got someone now who is pro-school choice. Pro-choice. And that's how the argument should be made. Hey, aren't you for pro-choice? I mean, it should be, this is exactly the argument that should be made by those that support school choice. I mean, throw it right back at them. Use their own vernacular. Use their own terms and their terminology. Because it really is about choice, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, education should be about choice. Your health care choices should be about your own free will to decide what's best for you. I mean, if you think about it, why should I be forced into, for instance, a health care plan that I don't want? Why? Why aren't I free to choose other options? And why aren't I free to choose other schools? And why is it that I should be stuck if I live somewhere geographically and the public schools are horrific? Why shouldn't I have the choice to go to another school, to get a voucher, to go to another school? Now, the argument is always made that, well, then public schools are going to suffer and nobody's going to want to go to public schools. Fine. Let the market decide. I mean, let the market decide, and then public schools will get better. They'll get better because they have to get better. See, now, there's no incentive for them to get better because of the teachers' unions that don't give a rat's ass about the students. They care more about, again, their own coffers, their own money, their the top-level management positions. That's what they care about. They don't care about the students. I mean, this is issue is a true bipartisan issue, frankly. And so we're going to see how this shakes out now. Now that you have somebody that's head of the education department that is an advocate for school choice and vouchers. I mean, if you live in a blighted community where the schools are horrible, shouldn't you have the choice to send your child to a better school if you could? And trust me, everyone is going to make that decision to opt for a better school. Because really, education is the only way out. Is the only way for people to advance themselves. It's education. So I think this is a pretty major deal today. The fact that you now have Betsy DeVos, head of the education department. I think it's a win. Are you tired of winning yet? Huh? Well, get used to it. We'll be right back. When you feel down and out, say you're sorry.
Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, loose, get on the spotlight. I give you something that you know to change the weather. But a kettle of fire is called the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call, 877-317-6432. Well, the message crafters of the Democrat Party don't need Republican enemies when they have Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters screwing everything up. During a press conference on Monday, Nancy Pelosi thought that George W. Bush was still president. Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen. Does she have Alzheimer's?
Complete evidence. There's yes, we've seen nothing that we can work, but I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, which turns out to be not true, a hoax, and really dangerous to the economic stability of America's working family.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She still thinks that George W. Bush is president. Honey, it's been 8 years since he was president, FYI. Okay? By the way, and I know you don't have the ability to see the, as I play these sound bites for you, the video portion of it, but as she's saying this, she's got Maxine Waters in the background and then another member of the, Congressional Black Caucus, right? And they're both, as soon as she says that, they're like looking at each other. I'm like, what did she say? What? Okay. Anyway. But, in the same press conference, Maxine Waters, okay, chided President Trump and his reaction to Russia's alleged behavior. And this is just, I got to play this again. I know I played it for you yesterday, but it's just a classic example of the cacristocracy of which we are now under. If there's any reason for term limits, this is it right here. So let me just play for you, Maxine Waters.
Last week you said your greatest desire is to lead Donald Trump right into impeachment. I'm wondering why is it appropriate to call for the impeachment of the president less than a month after him taking office?
I have not called for the impeachment yet. He's doing it himself. Let me just say that the statement I made was a statement in response to questions and pleas that I'm getting from many citizens across this country. What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo.
Oh, yeah, Aleppo.
And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, I think that he is leading himself into...
I gotta tell you, I can play that over and over again. Really? Korea? She has no idea. She has no idea between Crimea, Korea, Aleppo, Albany. It doesn't matter. It's all the same to her. She's an idiot. This is why we need term limits. Really. This is exactly why we need term limits. And I've often said this. And I'll say it again. Some of the dumbest people on the face of the earth, really, seriously, are in Congress and the Senate. Honestly, the dumbest people in the world. Because basically, once you are elected, well, if you're in the Senate, you've got 6 years. But if you are elected to Congress, you immediately have to start running again. Like, basically, your job is to just run for office. To fundraise and run for office. That's your job. And you have no idea what the hell's going on. Really. And you don't know anything. I mean, these people honestly have no idea what's going on. And you don't do anything. Seriously. Especially if you're in the Senate. If you're in the Senate, I'm going to tell you right now, The only thing you have to worry about it in your, if, when you're in the Senate is, do I look good on TV? Seriously. And you have everybody doing everything for you. You don't write anything. You have no policy positions or papers that you write. People hand you things. It's kind of like if you are a news anchor. Kind of the same thing. You don't know anything. These are the people that make policy. These are the people that we send to Washington. But yet they keep getting reelected over and over and over again. And you know why? Because you have horrible choices. I mean, just in, look, in Florida alone, you had Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio, who sucks. Okay? He won. Why? Because you had that, what is that, idiot, Patrick Murphy, that was running against the congressman from Florida was running against him in the Senate. And it was either dumb or dumber. That's your choices, dumb or dumber. So you have no choice. And the problem is because anybody that's about anything is already doing something. It's like, if you can't get any other job, run for office. I mean, we really do have the worst people, the worst of the worst. It's a cacistocracy. It really is. It's ruled by the worst possible people. I mean, you think Maxine Waters could get a job in a corporation? No. Nancy Pelosi, another example. She's an idiot. She's an idiot. Seriously. Only in that realm, in that world, can you make outlandish statements like, you know, that. She thinks George W. Bush is still the president of the United States. It's been 8 years. Now, I understand. It was a slip of the tongue. Faux pas. But Maxine Waters? She has no idea. No idea. I guarantee you she could not pick out Crimea on a map if he had a gun to her head. Same with Korea. I bet you she doesn't even know if there's North or South Korea. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Der Spiegel has an article. It's an editorial, op-ed piece. Europe must defend itself against a dangerous president. The United States president is becoming a danger to the world. It is time for Germany and Europe to prepare their political and economic defenses. Mm-hmm. You know, last I checked, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe somebody can call the show and let me know. I don't think Europe really has a vote, do they? Do they? So, I really don't care what they have to say. Because they don't vote. All right, we're going to go right to the phones. I've got Ali calling on the line. Ali, how are you? Thanks for calling the show and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hearing you loud and clear from the Bahamas.
Nice.
New Providence. It's so good to have you on the internet. So I could listen to you when I travel.
Oh, I love it. All right. What's on your mind today?
Hey, listen, you mentioned Marco Rubio and how strange it was that he won in Florida after the whole, you know, the post-election milieu. I believe that further proves the fact that people don't really vote for the party. They voted for him because he's a Cuban Florida guy. You know what I mean? They kind of know him. That's how he gets the Hispanic vote. That's the typical Floridian. in my opinion, and he's a familiar vote, so they voted for him.
And also, I think also it's a lack of other choices, too, Ali. Wouldn't you say that? I mean, it's like, who else are you going to vote for? You're either going to vote for him or Patrick Murphy, and that's what your only choices were. So you kind of
right.
Like,
you know, not to mention the other side is super weak. Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, to me, it's like they don't look at him like whether he's Republican, what he's done. Even if you voted for Trump, you're like, all right, Trump is in the office. I'm going to vote for my race now because I'm Cuban. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that. And also, I think, look, I think if you're also a voter, let's say you were a Trump voter, right? You're going to go and vote, you know, for the party. You're in there. You're voting for Trump, and then you go, okay, I mean, what's my choice here? I mean, basically, you didn't have a choice. And see, that's kind of my point is that, you know, you got all these people like, you know, John McCain or Lindsey Graham. I'm sure the same calculus happens if you're a voter in Arizona or South Carolina, right? You go in the voting booth and you're like, who am I going to vote for? You're like, okay, I guess I got to vote for McCain again. And that's why these people keep getting reelected, because basically we don't have any real choices, and I think that's part of the problem. And I think that's kind of the argument that that I make, is that that's kind of why we need term limits, I think. You know?
So that would help. That would definitely help, because I'll tell you what, if Marco Rubio ran again and again, he'd be winning that seat over and over again based on the same reason, I think. Familiarity.
Correct.
You know, so, you know, we'll see. I'm really glad. I haven't spoken to you, but I'm really glad of, you know, how the election turned out. You know, congratulations to you. You were one of the pioneers out there on the airwaves, you know, rooting for Trump. And, you know, thanks for doing a great job that you're doing. Thanks for everything.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening, Ali, and thanks for calling the show. And you can give us a call anytime. I appreciate it.
All right. Greetings from the Bahamas.
All right.
From the Bahamas.
All right.
Man. Yeah.
All right. All right, man.
Good.
Take care, man. yeah, I mean, you know, see, this is the problem. And I think that it is a larger problem. I think that... you know, by and large, we have terrible choices. Really, I mean, it's amazing. Like, take Marco Rubio for instance. Great example. You know, Marco Rubio has now basically decided he's going to go with the wing of the Republican Party that is the John McCain, Lindsey Graham wing. Like, he's basically staked that out. That's his turf right there. And I just think to myself, why? What does he think that 2020 is an option for him? Does he think that? I don't get it. And does he not get, like, what's going on in the rest of the country? I honestly don't understand the disconnect for people like a Marco Rubio or Lindsey Graham or John McCain. You know, they keep saying this, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And I remember when the first thing he did when he got to Washington after he won the Senate, his Senate seat. First thing he did, went to Washington, Gang of Eight. Because I remember at the time, if you recall, he was on the cover of Time magazine, and he was being touted as the Republican savior. He was going to be Republicans' answer to Barack Obama. He was going to be the Republican Barack Obama. Remember that? Remember, and they chose him to give the response, State of the Union. Remember that, and then he was teased because of the fact that he was drinking water the whole time. And remember that, all that. Anyway, so first thing he did was he basically turned his back on the voters that voted him in, with the Gang of Eight deal. And I remember thinking to myself when that happened, I'm like, really? Is that that's where you're going? That's what you've decided is going to be your issue? Amnesty? Boy, did they really calculate wrong. I mean, give Donald Trump credit for realizing that there was a significant amount of voters. In fact, I would say the majority of the Republican voter that wasn't down with open borders, that was with Trump. Trump really had his thumb on the pulse, really, when it came to what the voters would respond to. Because all these other people, they really believed that everybody was down with the open borders deal. They really believed that. They were told that, they were listening to, these think tanks in Washington that tell them this. No, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know. You've got to go with, with this. You can't talk about immigration. You can't do that. Turns out that that's exactly what people want to talk about. But nobody else really knew that or had the balls to really just say, hey, no, I'm going to go with this over here. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, Donald Trump has managed to do the impossible. He is, Trump has managed, and this isn't really making the rounds in the news cycle, but he has managed to slim down Lena Dunham. Is there anything that this man cannot do? I mean, really? Lena Dunham has come out and said that she lost weight because of Donald Trump. Because she hasn't been able to eat. And therefore, she's lost weight. See? He's making America great again by making Lena Dunham lose weight. And for that, we should be thankful. By the way, I think Lena Dunham is her last year with this show of hers, Girls, that's on HBO. I confess, I've never seen the show. I've never seen the show, nor do I have any desire to see the show. Because she is a repugnant woman, I have to say. Anyway, I want to go back to this this Spiegel this article in the German magazine Der Spiegel. It's an op-ed piece. Is the United States turning its back on liberty? So the writer is a Klaus Brinkbalmer. He's the editor-in-chief. There are times in life that really do count. Times when a person's character is revealed. When the important is separated from the unimportant. Soon decisions are taken that will determine the further path a person takes. With some, this can be tragic. The moment comes too soon in their youth at a time when they aren't mature enough yet to foresee all the potential consequences. They make the decisions cheerfully, and they lead to either luck or bad luck. But countries and governments are seldom as innocent when it comes to their decisions. That's the kind of situation now approaching. The people will soon have to decide, are already grown up. They now have to start preparing, even if it will be painful. Germany must stand up in opposition to the 44th President of the United States and his government. That's difficult enough already for two reasons. Because it is from the Americans that we obtained our liberal democracy in the first place. And because it is unclear how the brute man on the other side will react to diplomatic pressure. The fact that opposition to the American government can only succeed when mounted together with Asian and African partners, and no doubt with our partners in Europe, with the EU, doesn't make the situation any easier. So far, Germany has viewed its leadership role, at least the leadership understanding of Chancellor Angela Merkel, as one that is by all means in opposition to the interests of other European countries. He goes on to write, "It is literally painful to write this sentence, but the President of the United States is a pathological liar." Well, how do you really feel? That is actually libelous. The President of the United States is a racist. It also hurts to write this. He is attempting a coup from the top. Now, what? He's attempting a coup from the top. No, he's not attempting a coup. He won the election. Get over it. And besides that, last I checked, you have no say. You don't vote, Der Spiegel. So he writes, he's attempting a coup from the top. He wants to establish an illiberal democracy, or worse, he wants to undermine the balance of power. Hopefully. He fired an acting attorney general who held a different opinion from his own and accused her of betrayal. See, I guess this friggin' Nazi doesn't understand what democracy is, or I should say, the Democratic Republic of the United States. This is a vocabulary used by Nero, the emperor and destroyer of Rome. It's the way tyrants think. Oh, so now Trump is Nero. So he goes on to write, Donald Trump and his fire starter, Stephen Bannon, discriminate against certain people by decree, but not against those from countries in which Trump does business. Oh, okay. The contempt the President of the United States and his most important advisor have for science and education is so blatant that it's almost difficult to write. But their disdain for climate and environmental policies has to be stated, because 4 or 8 years, it could become a serious threat. I thought it was a serious threat now. I thought it was the most important issue and our biggest threat, our biggest existential threat, I thought was global warming, right? No. Among the things that counted as true progress during the 20th century were multilateralism and free trade. The world has become so complex that no single country can solve the major problems on its own. That was our recognition. Organizations like the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, NATO, and the EU were all created for this reason. Yeah, they were created for a new world order. They were created to establish control over the world. And you know what? It ain't going to happen. Thank God. There's going to be no new world order happening anytime soon. Thank God. I find this laughable. I find this laughable. The fact that the United States, a nuclear superpower that has dominated the world economically, militarily, and culturally for decades, is now presenting itself as the victim, calling in all seriousness for America first. Again, like, America first is a bad thing? I gotta tell you, again, I'm so sick of these people with their stupid pronouncements. America First is bad. How is that bad? Nationalism is bad. Populism is bad. How is that bad? So, the editor of Der Spiegel is calling against is calling for basically Trump to be and he doesn't come out right out and say it, but he thinks we should impeach him or overthrow him. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And this is what we get. This is what we get. I just think it's hilarious, frankly. It's going to be a long, long, long 4 years and maybe 8 years for you people. I suggest you do chill out. Because if you're constantly crying wolf and your hair's on fire, nobody's going to listen to you anymore. And I think it's already happening. I think it's already happening. I think that you're just screwing yourselves. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.